from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Welcome to the show. Glad you're here. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. It is Friday. And as a programming note, a couple weeks from today, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4 weeks from today, we will be live at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. In fact, just got a note from my buddy on Instagram, CRMAR25. She said, heard you're going to be in KMA. We're going to be there. Awesome. Great. I hope you will be as well. Friday, September 6th, the Grand Hotel, our first official live broadcast of the fall, which is going to prove to be a wacky, wacky season of unpredictability. No question about it. We'll be at the Democrat National Convention, not next week, but the week after. God only knows what's going to ensue there. And programming note, I'll be in for Jimmy Fallon on his radio show, Fox Across America, on Monday. All right. Those are some details, important details to check off the box as we begin our Friday show. Dr. Victoria Coates will join us later today, and Jesse Jane Duff will stop by as well. So Dr. Wilford Riley had to reschedule. He'll be with us later in the week, next week. All right. And hey, it's Friday and I'm here. And just to prove to you that I'm actually here live, sadly, there's some breaking news. A plane with 62 passengers on board crashed in Brazil. The video of it going down is insane to watch. So that's going to be a big story developing throughout the afternoon. We'll keep you posted on that as the day unfolds. Kamala Harris took questions from the press, a full 77 seconds of questions. 77. Now, they had to be clear not to get her to 90, okay? 90 seconds and all bets are off. So carefully controlled, 77 seconds of Kamala Harris speaking to the press. Really amazing. After 18 days since becoming the Democrat nominee, 18 days, she spoke for 77 total seconds. I'll play that for you as well. Joe Rogan is endorsing Robert F. Kennedy Jr. He's dumped ship against Donald Trump. I don't really get it other than, as my friend put it, Joe Rogan has what's known as FU money, so he doesn't really care. But he said, I'm a fan about RFK Jr. He's the only one that doesn't attack people. He attacks actions and ideas, but he's much more reasonable and intelligent. And he made the announcement, and he's officially endorsing Robert F. Kennedy Jr. So he's going to help Kamala Harris get elected president, theoretically. If she wins, you can thank guys like Joe Rogan. Now, look, I don't listen to Joe Rogan's podcast regularly. I know a lot of people do. I don't. I listen to episodes here and there. I don't have anything against Joe Rogan, but I think this is a dumb move. I really do, because this is a binary choice. You only have two choices here. I'm sorry, but we have to live in the world we live in, not the world we want to live in. And the world we live in, it's a two-party system, at least for now and for the foreseeable future, as in foreseeable as in my kids will still be dealing with a two-party system. That's just the way it is. And we're not going to have a successful third-party candidate anytime soon. The reason for that is that our two-party system is so entrenched at the local level and turnout and everything else. So you got to choose. Like somebody asked me a question the other day about the Senate candidate in New Jersey and some comments that he's made in the past. And, you know, are you going to vote for him or not? Well, you have two choices. You vote for him or Andy Kim, who's a Democrat. That's it. I mean, it's a binary choice. I don't know what else to tell you. So the question has to become, do you hold your nose and try to help Republicans win the majority in the Senate? Or do you take a bold, principled stance? I'm not going to be critical of your bold, principled stance if you want to take that. But understand that what will result in that is a Democrat winning. And the same thing with this. You want to take a bold, principled stand and say you're with Robert F. Kennedy Jr.? Okay. But if Kamala Harris wins, she's going to be a whole lot worse for America than Donald Trump is going to be. So if you don't like Trump that much, you got to just decide for yourself who's going to be worse for America, Trump or Kamala Harris. That's it. That's the choice. I'd love to tell you that there was another choice. I'd love to tell you that there was this ability for a third party candidate to win. There isn't. And the only thing that happens is that in certain key states, if Joe Rogan has a lot of influence, and I don't know if he really does or not, and people say, well, I'm going to vote for Robert F. Kennedy Jr., then you could have Kamala Harris win in a tight race like Pennsylvania or Michigan or Wisconsin or Georgia or Nevada or Arizona, where it really matters. And then now you're stuck with Kamala Harris. But there's an old saying in politics, and that's this: an endorsement is worth one vote, and that's the person doing the endorsement. Truly. I don't know how many people are going to be swayed by Joe Rogan endorsing Kamala Harris. I don't know. I really don't. For me personally, I think that if somebody else tells me who to vote for, I think that person is very narcissistic. They have a lot of hubris to think that followers are then going to go right in that direction. Like I'll follow Joe Rogan on social media. I may listen to his podcast. I don't really care who he's voting for. I just think that it's disappointing that he, who I consider to be a very smart guy, doesn't understand the point that if you go down the road of backing a third party candidate, you're helping to elect Kamala Harris. That's just the way it is. It is the way it is. I'd love to eat pizza every day of my life, but I'd be really fat. I'd love to think I could play basketball, but I'm not tall enough. I just have to live in the real world, not the world I want to live in. And, you know, that's how it goes. But react to that if you'd like. You can certainly tweet at Rich Zeoli. You can call the show as well. And Joe Rogan's getting killed on social media for this. And I guess that's the other question that you got to ask yourself is that, is this a smart move for Joe Rogan's brand? Because his brand has always been a rebel. And Trump is certainly tapping into that kind of rebel UFC culture and everything else. You know, you back Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and you say that he is the only one that makes sense and then he loses. How does that help your brand, Joe Rogan? If you play a role in Kamala Harris winning the White House, I guess you could argue that it's self-serving for you because you can attack her for the next 4 years. Like somebody once accused me of that. It was during 2020. It was a bizarre tweet that somebody sent or an email. I forget. I don't know. Somebody said something like, I think you want Joe Biden to win. It's like, why would you say that? I've been telling everybody not to vote for the guy. I think Joe Biden is a guy who's going to go in there and he's going to push forward very progressive policies, and he pretends to be a moderate and he's not, because the Democrat Party's not moderate. Why would you say such a thing? And they were like, well, I don't know. It seems like you, I forget. It was a, like most dumb comments, it wasn't backed by anything logical. And I said, well, what about the fact that I used to help Trump's campaign and Trump's team? And I mean, I've been speaking with Trump's team, and I have all these Trump people on the show and everything else. They're like, I just think you want Biden to win. Say, I don't want Biden to win. If I wanted Biden to win, I'd say that. I would come out and I would endorse him, and I would probably get lots of national media coverage, and I would probably wind up getting a show on CNN. I'd have to shave my head, but I could do it. I mean, I could do that if I wanted to. If I really thought it would help my career and I wanted to be selfish, I could do that, I guess. Conservative host who used to be Trump's debate coach, now backs Joe Biden. I'd get lots of news coverage for it, and probably the new overlords at Odyssey would be happy, but I wouldn't be happy because I got to live in that country. I got to live in that country with Kamala Harris as president for 4 years. I don't want to live in that country. I want to live in a country where we can get back to normalcy. And considering that Tim Walz justified 10-year-old boys using the girls' bathroom and put tampons in there, that's not a normal country for me. The invasion at the border is not normal. This economy is not normal. I don't want to live in a world or a country where progressive policies take away my individual liberty and freedom. I don't want to live there. I don't. So if that means that I'm missing out on a gigantic career opportunity to promote myself as some guy who flips on Trump, which people tend to do, so be it. That's okay. There are lots of other things I can do with my life. If this doesn't work out, I'm fine doing that. I believe my country is more important than that. And I also know that even if I thought there was, say, like the libertarian candidate, and I don't think this, but let's just say I did. I thought the libertarian candidate has so much to offer and would be a great president. But I know the libertarian candidate's not going to win. So I'm not going to waste my time and my energy helping to elect Kamala Harris by throwing my support behind that person, because I realize the world we live in, this country, it's a two-party system. I don't like it. I don't like it any more than you do. I know the founders didn't like it. They didn't like partisan politics. But it is what it is. And it's so entrenched at the local level with people who get jobs based on the party platform, and you know, and people that are in politics who get their idiot kids jobs, and there's contracts, and there's lawyers, and there's engineering contracts, and environmental contracts, and insurance contracts, and everything else. It's here to stay. It's not going anywhere. I was a county chairman. I was a Republican county chairman, and there are municipal county chairs or municipal chairs. There's precinct leaders and ward leaders, and this is the system. It is what it is. You got to pick of the two candidates which one you think is going to be better for America. It's not that complicated. And between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris, I don't think it's a question. I don't even think it's close. He would be a better choice. He is the better choice, period. He's the better choice. And I think for a guy like Joe Rogan, the question you have to ask yourself is, do you really honestly believe, really, truly, I mean, in your heart of hearts, you really believe that in the two choices that I've given you, Kamala Harris would be better than Donald Trump? Because if you don't, then you should immediately take away your endorsement of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and back Trump and do everything you can to help him win. Because that's it. It's just as simple as that. It's black and white. I'm a very common sense guy. I look at the world through common sense lenses. And I always say it's Occam's razor. The simplest answer is usually the right one. So one of those two people is going to be president, unless the Democrats pull a switcheroo and get Kamala Harris out of the race. But you know what I mean. Either the Democrat nominee or the Republican nominee is going to be president come November. Well, come January, technically, when they're sworn in. But, you know, one of them is going to win the election in November. One of them, period. It's either going to be the Democrat or the Republican. It doesn't matter who else backs Joe Rogan or Robert F. Kennedy Jr., whether it's Joe Rogan or Howard Stern or Smirkanish or me or anybody else. If Hannity flips tomorrow and backs Robert F. Kennedy Jr., it's not going to help Robert F. Kennedy Jr. win. There's nothing that's going to help Robert F. Kennedy Jr. win because we have a two-party system. So if Robert F. Kennedy Jr. really wanted to compete, he should become a Republican and run in a primary in 2028 and try to get the nomination. I've said this before to my libertarian friends, too. I have a lot of libertarian philosophies. small L, but I don't believe the political party has a chance of ever winning the White House, because they can't. They first have to win on the local level and take over town council seats and county commissioner seats, and they'd have to win in the state legislature, and they'd have to win in Congress, and they'd have to build up from the ground up. This is actually the secret that George Soros has done quite well for himself in terms of trying to change this country. He figured out it's going to be harder for me to get my person in as president. And then even if I do, then the president can only change so much. So I'll back all these crazy people for prosecutor, district attorney. I'll get all these whack jobs like Larry Krasner elected and Alvin Bragg elected. And, you know, this nut in San Francisco and the nut in Chicago and the nut there and there. And then we can really make changes at the courthouse level, because we won't prosecute criminals. And we can implement our Marxist agenda going down that route. But you see, the key is it's on the local level. So you would have to have a massive push by a third party beginning at the local level. And you're talking about decades before you could actually create the kind of infrastructure that could help turn out the vote on election day to win a national election. Everything we're talking about right now in terms of November comes down to the organizational efforts by the Republican Party and the Democrat Party to turn out the vote. And there's massive amounts of money and manpower, person power, excuse me, I don't want to offend little Fidel, person power involved in this, from stuffing envelopes to knocking on doors to making phone calls to going to fundraisers, writing checks, etc. It is a massive from the ground up effort. And in order for a third party to be successful, they would have to take over that effort. So that would mean that if they started now in the year 2024, maybe by the year 2050, it could bear fruit. It would take that long. It really would. It would take that long to be able to achieve those kind of results, because elections happen every couple of years. We don't have an election every year. I mean, in New Jersey, we do. New Jersey's an outlier, though, because we have an odd year for the governor's race. But you're talking about, you'd have to start getting people elected at so many different local levels of government to build up the kind of power and infrastructure you need to be able to launch a White House run successfully. So I'm at best, maybe 25 years, but I don't even think that's realistic. I think it's probably more like 50, or probably more like never. Because along the way, what would happen is somebody running as a third party candidate would lose to a smart person who figured out my ideals and my values are much more aligned with the Republican Party than, and I know I can win there, so I'm going to run in that seat. Rand Paul is a great example of that. Rand Paul is a libertarian who realizes that the Republican Party is the best vehicle for him to be able to get elected, use his power as a senator to be able to push ideas and advocate for positions that he wants and that he likes. Bernie Sanders is a great example of that, too. Bernie Sanders calls himself a Democrat socialist, but he's a Democrat, and he caucuses with the Democrats. And even if he's an independent on the ballot, he still is a Democrat. By all intents and purposes, the Democrat Party works to get Bernie Sanders in office. And then Bernie Sanders caucuses with them to make sure that they have the majority in the Senate. And then Bernie Sanders is able to push his socialist narratives through using the Democrat Party as the vehicle for that. It just is what it is. It's not that complicated. It really isn't. So I don't know. Maybe Rogan is doing this for Rogan's own benefit. Maybe Rogan just doesn't care because Rogan has so much money, he doesn't really worry about it. But I'm not at that point in my life where I can tell you I don't have to worry about money. I hope I get there someday. But even if I do, I'm also not a selfish person, too. So I have to think about my country and what's better for my country. And I truly believe that even if I thought it would help me in my career, I still don't think it's better for my country to have Kamala Harris as president. Even if I had the Joe Rogan FU money and I thought I could, oh, this will be great for my brand. I'll be the rogue independent guy. I'll be the guy who decides to turn and flip and get all this attention and everything else. I don't want my country going through another 4 years of this crap. I really don't. I can't do it. I can't. I just can't. And if they ever came to me and said, you better start either backing off of Trump or helping Kamala Harris, or be neutral or talk about the weather or something like that, I would just go do something else in my life. I'm not going to do that. I think it's too important. America is at a very pivotal point right now. These two whack jobs get elected, and we'll have tampons in every boy's bathroom in this country. They'll push for that at a national level. Tim Walz made his state a sanctuary state for transgender kids who wanted to get their bodies mutilated and take drugs, and you'd lose your parental rights in Minnesota if you didn't agree with that. That's nuts. That's crazy. I can't let my country go down that road. And I don't want World War III. I don't want to have to worry about Patrick being forced to go fight one day in a foreign war that means nothing to the safety and security of the United States of America. Or Claire, because now, I mean, they're talking about, you know, registering girls for the draft. Or Reagan. I mean, I don't want that. So it's not, to me, it's very simple. Here are your choices. You fight it out in the primary. When the primary is over, you come together. And you back one of the two parties that you think would either be better for America or do less damage for America. That's how I got to look at it. And no candidate's perfect. That's very obvious, too. And clearly, no party's perfect. That's also very obvious. So you fight it out in the primary. And then when the winner of that primary is declared and you have your two candidates, you have to just ask yourself, which one would either be A, better for America, or B, do less damage for America? Those are your choices. I think Trump would be better for America. I also think Trump would do less damage to America than Kamala Harris would do. But does Joe Rogan have that kind of influence where he's really going to flip people's votes, really drive people away from Trump, really drive people towards Robert F. Kennedy Jr.? I don't know, but this election could come down to 1%, 2%. Clear Choice, which is a political action committee aligned with Democrats, is actively trying to remove Robert F. Kennedy Jr. from state ballots. Their argument is that he lied about his home address, which should invalidate his signature collection for his ballots and therefore deprive him of ballot access. But assuming that he stays on the ballot in places, Michigan, for example, where this race could come down to 1%, 2%, and he gets that 2%, well, congratulations, you've helped the Democrats get elected. And all the Ross Perot people all the people that voted for Ross Perot in 1992 put Bill Clinton in the White House. They did. You take Ross Perot out of that election and George H.W. Bush would have won. Just ask Al Gore how it felt when, what was it, Ralph Nader was running in 2000. And Ralph Nader got a lot of votes. And Ralph Nader was able to help put George W. Bush in the White House. I get it. For a lot of people in life, making a bold stance and going down with the ship means everything to them. Okay, fine. But what about your country? What about your fellow countrymen and women and they-thems? What about all them? Huh? It's not just about you. We have to tell this to my four-year-old all the time. Reagan, it's not all about you. This morning, we were listening to a song in the car, and it was the lovely Rosa Clare, beautiful Irish song, which if you were with me on the Zioli Army trip to Ireland years ago, you probably remember we went to a little pub. Fun thing about Ireland is you go to these little pubs and these musicians come in with, they bring in their instruments and they just start playing. It's fun. You drink a pint and you listen to some great music. It's a lovely Rose of Clare. We named Clare after St. Clair of Ireland and we played that song. But Reagan was covering her ears during the song because she wanted a Taylor Swift song. And I had a reminder, Reagan, it's not all about you. Okay? So I would just say the same thing to Joe Rogan. It's not all about you, man. You got to think. You have a big microphone. You have a big influence. Don't you think that America would be worse off under Kamala Harris? Guys like you would probably come under the fire of whatever disinformation, misinformation board she puts in place. Whatever prosecutorial overreach they want to do to go after guys who say things behind the microphone that they ascribe to be hate speech. That means you, guy. That's you. So even if you want to just make it about you for a moment, think about all the potential consequences on your ability to do your podcast. I'm acutely aware of that fact. When Tim Walz says the First Amendment doesn't cover misinformation and hate speech, well, who decides what's misinformation? I guess he does. Who decides what's hate speech? I guess he does. So then if I come out and I say that 10-year-old boys should not be able to use the girls' bathroom and they certainly should not have access to tampons, is that hate speech in Tim Walz's eyes? You're damn right it is. Oh, absolutely. It's 100% hate speech. If I come out and I say, I think that kids who are 10 years old, who are boys, who think they're girls, I think they may be having they're either trying to seek attention or they're having some sort of a psychological issue. Well, then the government deems that misinformation, probably misinformation and hate speech, and then tries to shut me down, take away my microphone, maybe jail me and fine me, whatever it is, because that's what the guy said he would do. And that's what they're doing in the UK right now. All right. Great. So my bold stand backing Robert F. Kennedy Jr. so that I can look like I'm this rebel, this rogue guy who follows principle over everything else. Congratulations. Now you've resulted in a more tyrannical country that shuts down people for taking bold stances and bold stands and for having bold, provocative comments behind the microphone. Congratulations. You helped America become a place where we can shut people like you down. Congrats. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli if you would like to weigh in. The big story of the hour brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. VanariaDental, VanariaDental.com. Two old locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. Big show for you straight ahead. Tweet along at Rich Zeoli or 855-839-1210. We'll be right back.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
The Zeoli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
What Joe Rogan said and ask you if you think this is an endorsement of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. because he's now clarifying by saying it's not an endorsement. All right. It's not an endorsement. Now, let me ask you a question. If I say to you, if I come out on the radio and I say to you, I like Robert F. Kennedy Jr. He's the only one that makes sense to me. You just hear that. What does that sound like to you? See, I think that, you know, we get very caught up in the nuance of things. Does somebody have to say, I endorse, like, does the word endorse have to be there? He said that today. He's the only one that makes sense to me. And everybody went after him and tore into him and said, this is ridiculous. I can't believe you'd say this. Why do you say that? And now he puts out a statement a few minutes before I go on the air today, which I'm calling BS on. For the record, this isn't an endorsement. This is just me saying I like RFK Jr. as a person, and I really appreciate the way he discusses things with civility and intelligence. I think we could use more of that in this world. If he said that, would anybody have had a problem with it? No, of course not. If Joe Rogan had come on the air, come on his podcast and said, you know, I just want to begin by saying I really like Robert F. Kennedy Jr. as a person. And I really appreciate the way he discusses things with civility and intelligence. We could use more of that in the world. People would be like, all right, that's cool. Now, next. But when you say, put it like this. Like, let's say it's a dating show. The ones with the roses. I don't know, whatever. The Bachelor, the Golden Bachelor, whatever it is. And you go, see, there's Jane and Susie and Betsy. Not Susie, because she's a, I don't mean our Susie. I mean, so let's just use three generic names. There's Abigail, Andrea, and, whatever. And you go, and Abigail's the only, she's the only one I like of the three. How would the other two interpret that? They go, oh, he doesn't like me. And then, a few hours later, after you hear from all the other friends of the other two people, you come back and go, well, for the record, I'm not choosing her. Just saying I like her a lot. Like her as a person. Well, then why did you say she's the only one that makes sense to you? So this is what Rogan said. You take it how you want to take it. But I know I've gotten like a million tweets showing me what Joe Rogan said, that he's saying this is not an endorsement. Okay. Well, then just ask yourself this question then. When he said this today, how would you have taken this? And do you think that maybe he put out this statement that he put out a few minutes before he came on the air today because he got blowback because I would say an overwhelming majority of his audience happened to be Trump supporters? See, it's one thing to say I like Robert F. Kennedy Jr. I think he's great. I think his bear story was hysterical. He's bold. He's got great vision, blah, 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 blah. But to say he's the only one who makes sense, to me, sounds a lot like you're picking him. I don't know. Maybe I'm a word guy and I'm just focused way too much on words. But you know who else was? Every person who went after Joe Rogan today. I was not one of them, by the way, because I had better things to do with my time. Who went after Joe Rogan today and said, I cannot believe you're doing this. So this is what he said. Take a listen.
That's just what they do. That's politics. They do it on the left. They do it on the right. They gaslight you. They manipulate you. They promote narratives. And the only one who's not doing that is Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
You a fan?
Yeah, I am a fan. Yeah, he's the only one that makes sense to me. He's the only one that he doesn't attack people. He attacks actions and ideas. But he's much more reasonable and intelligent. I mean, the guy was an environmental attorney and cleaned up the East River. He's a legitimate guy, you know, before anybody started calling him an anti-vaxxer, which I thought he was. I thought he was this nut, this like conspiracy theorist nut, until I read his book. I read The Real Anthony Fauci, and I'm like, what is it? How much of this is real? Because if it's all real, this is insane. And we live in a world where we're being manipulated by these health organizations that are being paid by the pharmaceutical drug interests. And these pharmaceutical drug companies are pumping these products out into the population and telling us that we need them and then making insane amounts of money. And then also the government is in on it.
All right, so you can stop it. So let's back it up and start again. And that's the part that he said. He's the only one that makes sense to me. And that's why everybody said today, wait a second, why doesn't Trump make sense to you? Why is Robert F. Kennedy Jr. the only one who makes sense to you? And again, from the perspective of, does he have to say the word endorse? No. And that's why Joe Rogan now had to put out that statement saying, for the record, I'm not endorsing him. Okay, you could have said you like the guy, but when you say he's the only one that makes sense to me, well, now it certainly sounds like you like him better than you like anybody else, doesn't it? I mean, he's running for president. Trump's running for president. Kamala Harris is running for president. He's the only one that makes sense to you. Now, the other part, too, of whether or not he hurts Trump or hurts Harris, as I've said a million times on this show, it depends on the state. It depends where you are. It's not that simple to just come out and say, oh, he takes votes from Harris. It's not that simple. There are a lot of people who are anti-war voters who are voting for Donald Trump. And there are a lot of other people who are young guys who like Trump and are voting for Trump. And if they just heard that and they didn't hear or read the tweet that Rogan put out hours later saying, for the record, it's not an endorsement. And a bunch of those young guys got together and said, you know what? I'm going to vote Robert F. Kennedy Jr. I was going to vote Trump, but I'm going to vote Robert F. Kennedy Jr. now. Because you know what? Joe Rogan's right. We're getting gaslit by both sides. Trump's part of the problem. Trump gaslights. You talk about, I don't know, 1%, 2%. Now, in other places, that's different. But again, in the context of what I'm talking about with Joe Rogan's audience voting for Robert F. Kennedy Jr. doesn't hurt Kamala Harris. It hurts Donald Trump. Because if you look at the average Joe Rogan listener, that person is most likely male, most likely a younger working class male. So probably in the age range, I would guess, of anywhere from 20 to, say, 55, that area. Probably works for a living. Listens to the podcast when they want to listen to it. And I mean, obviously, again, these are generalities. Right? So before you come back at me with a snarky tweet about how there's a professor in Idaho who's 72 and listens to Joe Rogan, these are what's called generalities. So among that audience of generalities, among the audience of that, those individuals who listen to Joe Rogan would, for the most part, I would say 95% of them would probably vote for Donald Trump. The ones who listen regularly and agree with Rogan and follow what Rogan has to say, and they would, like 95% would vote for Trump. So they hear him come out and say, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is the only one that I like, or whatever the exact phrasing was. Now, those guys in, say, there's 10,000 of them in Pennsylvania, 10,000 of them in Michigan, 10,000 of them in Georgia, 10,000 of them in North Carolina. And then they go, well, I'm going to go with Robert F. Kennedy Jr. too. Now, suddenly, that helps Kamala Harris. Now, conversely to that, since I guess this is not obvious to certain people, conversely to that, if Taylor Swift came out tomorrow and endorsed Kamala Harris or endorsed Robert F. Kennedy Jr., that would hurt Kamala Harris. Because most Swifties are probably voting for Kamala Harris at this point. So I think it really depends on a number of different factors. It depends on A, where you live, B, who the audience is. That's why if tomorrow the Pod Save America guys, who are all a bunch of Obama staffers, came out and endorsed Robert F. Kennedy Jr., their endorsement would hurt Kamala Harris because their audience would have voted for her, assuming that they follow their endorsement. And like I said earlier, endorsements are usually worth one vote, the person making the endorsement. But in the context of Rogan's audience, those are a bunch of guys who work, who are probably are voting Trump. And so a guy like Rogan makes him stop and thinks to himself, wait a second, am I being gaslit by both parties? Is Trump part of the problem? Is Robert F. Kennedy Jr. the only one who actually makes sense? And then cast their vote for him. You get enough of those guys that do that in a close election, a close state, a state that you have to win. And now you've helped Kamala Harris. That's how that works out. Sometimes I think when people tweet me in the middle of as I'm explaining things, I think they would do better. And again, I'm not going to tell you what to do. It's you live your life. I think sometimes you do better to let me finish my explanation before tweeting me to tell me why I'm wrong. Because maybe as I explain this, you might go, ooh, maybe I'll walk that back. Maybe I'll walk that back. Somebody tweets me and says, I thought you said an endorsement of Kamala Harris, of Robert Kennedy Jr. helps Kamala Harris. Or hurts Kamala Harris. It does in certain places. Yeah, like in Michigan, for example. If you get third-party wacko college kids who vote for, say, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. because of the Israel thing, that hurts Kamala Harris because they probably would have voted for the Democrat. If you get a bunch of working-class white-collar dudes, or not white-collar, blue-collar guys in Michigan who vote for Robert F. Kennedy Jr. because they believe that Joe Rogan's right and that everybody else is gaslighting them, that hurts Donald Trump. So it depends on the state, depends on the audience, depends on the messenger, In other words, like everything else in life, it's complicated. There's a variety of factors. My personal belief is, I think Joe Rogan was speaking from his heart, and I think Joe Rogan got killed by his own audience today and realized that he needs to go out there and explain what he said. But what he said in his explanation does not match the words he said in his podcast. Just be honest. Let's call what it is. Nobody's going after Rogan today because he said he liked Robert F. Kennedy Jr. I like Robert F. Kennedy Jr. I think Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has got a lot of great points to make. I think he's a little nuts. I think he'd be a terrible president. I think he has embraced some wacko lefty policies over the years that would scare me. But I like the guy. I think he's interesting. I think his whole persona, he's got a neat story about him. Do I think he's the only one who makes sense to me? Absolutely not. In fact, I don't even think he really makes that much sense to me, to be honest with you. But that's what Rogan said. He said he's the only one that makes sense to me. Again, just listen to it one more time so that you can decide for yourself if you think that this is Joe Rogan walking it back or this was everybody overreacting to what Joe Rogan said. All right? You decide. I'm not going to tell you what to think. You decide for yourself. Here we go.
That's just what they do. That's politics. They do it on the left. They do it on the right. They gaslight you. They manipulate you. They promote narratives. And the only one who's not doing that is Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
You a fan?
Yeah, I am a fan. Yeah, he's the only one that makes sense to me. He's the only one that he doesn't attack people. He attacks actions and ideas, but he's much more reasonable and intelligent. I mean, the guy was an environmental attorney.
Stop it right there. If you just heard that right there, just that, right? Just that part right there. What would you walk away thinking? He's the only one that makes sense to me. Everybody does that but him. Both parties do it, but he doesn't. What would you think? I would think he just endorsed the guy. I would think he's backing him. And then I guess the next reasonable question would be, if that's how you feel about him, why aren't you endorsing him, Joe? If you think he's the only one that makes sense to you, if you think that both parties are gaslighting you, if you think that he's the only one who doesn't do those things, then why aren't you endorsing him? And is it because you realized after a short period of time that you got killed on social media by your audience that you made a mistake? And so you put out this statement, and in the statement, you go out and you say, all I was saying is I like the guy. That's not what you said. You said for the record, in his tweet, he says, for the record, this isn't an endorsement. This is me saying I like RFK Jr. as a person, and I really appreciate the way he discusses things with civility and intelligence. I think we could use more of that in this world. That's not what you said. You said he's the only one not doing that. He's the only one that makes sense to you. All right, you decide. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeolik. That's the other thing that bothers me. I don't like when people succumb to peer pressure. I also don't like that either. But that's me. I'm old school. What can I say? Listen, when it comes to your home, guess who was here today? My home, Emmons. That's right. Emmons Roofing was at my house today. I placed a new door in my kitchen. Beautiful door. It's great. So the guys were here, the team, three great guys. They worked really hard. Beautiful work. The trim work. Door is fantastic. Super weather resistant. I'm excited about it. And I'm really excited that this now makes it going on 8 years of using Emmons between our old house and our new house to do all these great projects for me. And I'm so grateful to them. I really am. Matt and Stephanie are great friends. And they did my roof in our old house. You know, the roof comes with a lifetime warranty. The Owens Corning Shingle, the best in the business. Roofing, doors, siding, windows, right now, 10% off on every project that they do, 10% off. Plus, they serve our entire region of Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, and the Jersey Shore. So what are you waiting for? Reach out to Emmons today by going to emmonsroofing.com, E-M-M-O-N-S, emmonsroofing.com, or call them at 856-885-6677. Do you have a place down the shore? Well, guess what? Emmons can take care of that for you as well. You can upgrade your home with confidence. Your home will not only look stunning from the curb, but will also be energy efficient, secure, and ready to withstand the elements. With Emmons, you know you're getting top quality materials and the finest craftsmanship in the area. So reach out to the company that I've trusted now for going on 8 years, and that's Emmons. EmmonsRoofing.com, E-M-M-O-N-S, EmmonsRoofing.com. I'm so happy with the work they did today at my house. And you will be happy with the work they do at yours. It's guaranteed and 10% off emmonsroofing.com.
Thanks for listening to the Zeoli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
pushing Joe Biden out, and they succeeded in doing that, which was, hey, good. I mean, they did it. I told you Joe Biden was never going to be able to survive that onslaught, and he's out. Now the question is, have they made the mistake with Governor Waltz, and are they going to push him out? That's the question. Is Waltz the next to go? There's all these rumors circulating. I don't know. I mean, I think the stolen valor thing is really bad for him. I think it's a huge distraction for the Democrats. I don't really know if they survive this. I don't know if this is where they want to be, and I certainly wouldn't want to be talking about this if I were them. That's for damn sure. No way. But here's something else, too, and that is that remember how I told you the Hunter Biden trial would probably wind up getting delayed if Joe Biden got out of the race? So he's set to stand trial in Los Angeles. Hunter's set to stand trial in Los Angeles coming up, I think in September. I don't have the exact date in front of me, but, you know, it's September 9th, all right? Well, there's a new filing now, you know, that says that this Romanian businessman, Gabriel Popoviciu, who was convicted in his homeland of bribery in 2016, hired Hunter and his associates to attempt to influence U.S. government agencies to investigate the Romanian criminal investigation and thereby cause an end to the investigation. So it goes on to say Hunter Biden and two business associates. Sorry, I just got another message here. Hunter Biden's business partner structured a business relationship in an effort to avoid having to register as a foreign agent. So this is a new filing that was put out by the government. And my guess is, if I had a bet, they're probably going to wind up having to delay this trial based on this new filing, because they're saying now, even though Hunter Biden prodded U.S. officials to help this Romanian client, he's not going to face foreign agent counts at the tax trial. They're saying it's not relevant. But certainly with the news of this and everything else, and whether or not influencing a jury, David Weiss's office said Wednesday in a filing that those possible criminal infractions were not relevant to the First Son's tax fraud trial next month, and that it's not going to delay anything. I don't believe that. I think that there's probably going to have to be an effort here to kick this can down the road with Hunter Biden. They're going to have to do it, because it's just going to look so bad for the Democrats to have this guy on trial. And had Joe Biden stayed in the race, yeah, they probably would go forward with this trial, but and how do you put the First Son on the stand knowing that this guy was influencing the president of the United States of America? And ultimately, when you think about how they got Joe Biden out of the race, which I think was because of all this corruption they have on the old man. So we'll see what happens with that. I'll give you more updates on that in the 4 o'clock hour. Big show still to come. We're just getting warmed up. Don't go away.
Rich Zeoli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Thanks for listening to the Scioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
Pushing Joe Biden out, and they succeeded in doing that, which was, hey, good. I mean, they did it. I told you Joe Biden was never going to be able to survive that onslaught, and he's out. Now the question is, have they made a mistake with Governor Waltz, and are they going to push him out? That's the question. Is Waltz the next to go? There's all these rumors circulating. I don't know. I mean, I think the stolen valor thing is really bad for him. I think it's a huge distraction for the Democrats. I don't really know if they survive this. I don't know if this is where they want to be, and I certainly wouldn't want to be talking about this if I were them. That's for damn sure. No way. But here's something else, too, and that is that remember how I told you the Hunter Biden trial would probably wind up getting delayed if Joe Biden got out of the race? So he's set to stand trial in Los Angeles. Hunter's set to stand trial in Los Angeles coming up, I think in September. I don't have the exact date in front of me, but, you know, it's September 9th, all right? Well, there's a new filing now, you know, that says that this Romanian businessman, Gabriel Popoviciu, who was convicted in his homeland of bribery in 2016, hired Hunter and his associates to attempt to influence U.S. government agencies to investigate the Romanian criminal investigation and thereby cause an end to the investigation. So it goes on to say Hunter Biden and two business associates. Sorry, I just got another message here. Hunter Biden's business partner structured a business relationship in an effort to avoid having to register as a foreign agent. So this is a new filing that was put out by the government. And my guess is, if I had a bet, they're probably going to wind up having to delay this trial based on this new filing, because they're saying now, even though Hunter Biden prodded U.S. officials to help this Romanian client, he's not going to face foreign agent counts at the tax trial. They're saying it's not relevant, but certainly with the news of this and everything else, and whether or not influencing a jury, David Weiss's office said Wednesday in a filing that those possible criminal infractions were not relevant to the First Son's tax fraud trial next month, and that it's not going to delay anything. I don't believe that. I think that there's probably going to have to be an effort here to kick this can down the road with Hunter Biden. They're going to have to do it, because it's just going to look so bad for the Democrats to have this guy on trial. And had Joe Biden stayed in the race, yeah, they probably would go forward with this trial, but man, how do you put the First Son on the stand knowing that this guy was influencing the president of the United States of America? And ultimately, when you think about how they got Joe Biden out of the race, which I think was because of all this corruption they have on the old man. So we'll see what happens with that. I'll give you more updates on that in the 4 o'clock hour. Big show still to come. We're just getting warmed up. Don't go away.
Rich Scioli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7. Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.